It is Friday, the 22nd of March, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a strategic move, the New Forest Collection Hotel Group has entered into a management agreement with Rockingham Partners, tapping the expertise of hospitality stalwarts Mike Lashmar and Simon Maguire. This alliance emerges on the heels of managing director Gary Baldwin's exit and precedes the retirement of the owner, Mr. Shamus. The partnership aims to guide the esteemed portfolio of properties, such as Burley Manor and Moorhill House, towards continued success and growth in the hospitality industry. In a move symbolizing both historical weight and modern diplomatic efforts, Blenheim Palace, known as the birthplace of Sir Winston Churchill, will open its doors to approximately 50 leaders from across Europe on the 18th of July. The gathering, set under the banner of the European political community, will focus on the ongoing war in Ukraine, with predictions of an escalation in conflict during the summer, alongside the persistent issue of illegal immigration. This meeting represents the fourth convening of the EPC, indicating an ongoing commitment to collaboration and dialogue amidst times of continental challenges. Westminster's selection of Blenheim Palace for the venue ties together the legacy of leadership and the pursuit of resolution in times of crisis. In a strategic move to bolster its presence in the automotive industry, Bristol-based Avon Group, with an £80 million turnover, has acquired Nottinghamshire's Interflex Limited, a specialist in manufacturing automotive components. This deal, announced earlier this week, includes the trade, assets and staff of Interflex, which currently boasts a turnover of £8 million. Interflex is known for producing seals and acoustic protection products. And with this acquisition, Avon Group aims to significantly increase its market share in the automotive sector. That's the news to wrap up your working week. For more, you can visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back on Monday. Until then, from me, Chris, and the entire team, have a great weekend. Goodbye.